This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 295NUT for a $295.com or transfer. Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 185.
185.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is MMA Show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
That is correct.
What's going on, Ingo?
It's fucking cold again. That's what's going on.
How cold?
Tomorrow night, the overnight low is going to be minus 19 with the wind chill like minus 44 or something crazy.
That's weather's for pussies. You ain't outside shoveling like a man.
Oh man,
with no jacket on.
This is the coldest winter I ever remember ever. This
got to be. I think it's the coldest they said in like 100 years.
Nuts.
Plus, this is makeup for last year. Last year we didn't have dick for snow until February, and now we've had
tons of snow.
Foot upon foot.
Just keeps snowing and snowing. At this point, I don't even mind the snow. Just let the temperature be in the 20s. Yeah. I can deal with the other day when it was like 24, I was going out to lunch and I'm like, man, the sun was out. I was like, it's nice out here. Yeah. And I get in the car and I'm like, oh, it's 22. And I'm like, that's weird. I shouldn't feel this good about 22 because it's been like minus 5 every fucking day.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. They're canceling school, all kinds of
stuff.
You
can't walk your dog. My dog, she's like the same with yours. She was outside, she froze up. She's pooping and she's three legging it because the fucking cold.
They didn't want to touch the ground.
And then she couldn't walk. You gotta carry her in.
It's very terrible.
What the fuck's going on? So no walks. Just set the treadmill up. Get the dog on the treadmill. I'm sure she'll love that.
There you go. And apparently, this is going to have a serious effect on the Super Bowl potentially, because the morons who make that shit happen decided to have a Super Bowl in New Jersey
on an outdoor stadium.
Hello. Okay.
Who's the brains child?
Probably never going to happen again. And that will also affect potentially the UFC, which is in New Jersey again on Saturday, February 1st, which Dana has said that if they move the Super Bowl to Saturday, they're not going up against the Super Bowl. Smart, right.
Of course. You have to move it, yes.
Yes.
But, okay, now you're a fighter. Good luck trying to cut weight because you don't know if you're going to cut it on Friday. Are you weighing in? You're weighing in on Saturday?
I think they should still weigh in Friday. Don't you think, does it matter if it's 24 or 48 hours?
I would like them to keep it to Friday. Weigh in on Friday. Give them a couple of fucking days. Who cares?
Yeah.
I like
Unless
that.
You're Chris Lieber and then you're eating fucking dry. You're like, I feel so good. I got 24 hours. I can just go crazy.
Yes.
Give me some doobies.
And he just retired, by the
way,
too.
Yeah. Unfortunate. But fortunate. He's got other things to do in life other than get bashed in the head.
Yeah. And with his style, if you're going to go out, you need to go out early.
Yeah.
Well, you still have your shit together because he used to take a lot of blows. I think he'd take 7 to give one or something like that.
And he could. And then just like Chuck Liddell, he stopped being able to. And it just didn't work anymore. And I think you can only take so much punishment. So
it's true.
So we'll see what happens with this UFC. I don't know. What else you got?
I'll say, with so much drama in the UFC, it's hard being Ariel Helwani.
Awesome.
Fucking
wow.
What is going on? There's so many rumors about this guy and this UFC in Chicago.
Yep.
He's at the weigh-ins, but he's sitting not in the media section. He's sitting with the fans. He's not invited to like the Dana White scrum afterwards. Mm-hmm. No Helwani on Fox.
Nope. Lots of rumors. I'm hearing that potentially they're upset about him doing Bellator coverage and whatever else with the WWE. And he may have been fired from Fox in general.
And unfollowed by Dana White and Lorenzo on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know.
So much drama.
But apparently he's going to make everything clear on the MMA Hour.
Tomorrow, which will be right before our show gets posted.
Correct. So by the time our show is out, you'll hopefully know what's going on. I don't know. It's neither here nor there. Who knows what the real deal is. I'm in a love and hate relationship with him. Sometimes I like what he does, and other times he seems a little cunty. So
he can be a little douchey. He's a little like I'm better than everybody else.
Right.
But when you put it all in a hole, he does a pretty decent job.
Yes, he does. He's very good at what he does. It's unfortunate if he gets let go from Fox, because I think he was definitely a good part of the post pre-fight kind of in between fight kind of coverage that he was doing. And you know, I don't know if there's a rift between him and Dana now. Who's going to be the new like person? Is it Megan Levy? Yes. Is it Matt Griffith?
No, that's not us.
Okay. Is it
we're not on speaking terms.
Karen
right
Bryant,
now,
who seems to be overly happy and excited all the time. She's got like Xanax or something.
Cocaine? Is she a fan of the cocaine?
Fucking lithium or whatever she's doing.
She loves the cocaine.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. Because, you know, I don't know. All good things come to an end, Matt.
I don't know. It's very curious.
By curious?
But, yes. I'm just saying, the it seems like the UFC is a little catty at times. Like, if you cross them, you're fucked.
It's Dana.
You're fucked.
I think he's fucking really, really quick to the trigger when he feels like he's been wronged. And he strikes not with an iron fist. He strikes with a fucking nuclear fucking warhead. It's like, damn, you're done.
Yeah, you're done, son.
And it's hard to get back into his good graces, as has been shown numerous times. You know,
yeah.
Paul Daly, you know, I don't know, fucking whoever. But we'll see.
Remains to be seen.
Yes. What else?
Art Museum in Montreal is going to make a wax figure of GSP. And who are they putting it next to?
Wayne Gretzky.
Will GSP be with or without clothes?
Sans clothes, I would
Sweet.
Assume.
Sweet.
Maybe with the... Actually, it'd be cool if they made him with the gi, but I doubt it. I think he would probably...
Just be in his spandex shorts.
Yeah. Maybe, like, I could see them having, like, a Superman punch kind of, like, pose or something.
Superman punching Gretzky.
Yeah, there you go. That'd
or kicking good. Him square off.
I always found those wax museums kind of strange. I've been
it's
to
really
the one...
really creepy.
Like, Toronto has one. It's just weird. Just I don't know.
Did you touch the wax people in obscene places?
No.
Me
neither. But I always found it, like, wow, these look really real. It's kind of strange. It's almost like you're going to someone's, like what do you call that? Wake?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, yeah, this is a little bit weird.
That's why you should...
slightly waxy. Hence the wax museum, but, I mean, I don't know. Just saying.
Yeah, it's weird shit. Just, if you're going to die, get fucking cremated.
I'm
How's
all
that?
With you. Yep.
And then this open casket
I'd like a Viking
shit.
Burial, please.
I will shoot the arrow. One shot, Ingo. I'm a fucking champion.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not, but I will be. I will train for night and day to make that shot. Game of Thrones.
So you're saying I'll go before you. I see.
I doubt it.
It's possible.
I'm hoping to go
you
first.
You have a five-year head start.
Yeah.
4 years? Five?
Yeah. I think 80. I'm like halfway, so I think about 80 I'm going to check out.
I think I'm going to live to be 164.
Ooh. Are you going to download into a computer?
Probably.
I'm sure Google's going to fucking...
Yes.
They're going to make you download into a computer.
Yep.
The computer's going to rape you.
Fine.
Take your memory.
As long as it's anally.
You're going to be a cyborg. Yeah. You're a cyborg.
There you go.
Ooh. So, how about a conspiracy of the week, Ingo?
I'm all for it. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Thank you. Does supporting Jesus make you win more in the UFC?
Probably. I don't know. Does it?
You look at Ben. Who's the big, like, Bible or
thumpers?
Jesus thumpers.
Jesus freaks?
Yes, in the UFC. You can look at, like, Benson Henderson.
Anthony Pettis.
Vitor Belfort. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the wings. If you have wings on your back, guaranteed win.
Does Vitor have wings?
No. But he's got a hot wife.
True. And he's got a mohawk. And he's ripped.
He's got the cross on the side of his head.
He does.
So he's, like, really supporting.
Jesus. I love you, baby Jesus.
Plus, there's this picture that's floating around. Have you seen that one?
Don't worry. That's a good one. I like that.
I forgot who posted this. I think it was first posted on Twitter by @VendettaFighter.
Okay.
I'll post that up there.
But. Nice.
I'm just saying.
So with that segue, do you want to talk about this event? Or do you have more news?
I have one more thing I want to mention.
Hit us with it.
Because it's fucking irritating me. So the last thing. Illinois became the 20th state. To
Here he goes.
Get medical marijuana, and our awesome fucking legislators said, oh, well, speaking of medical marijuana, well, you're going to have to make a decision. Your Second Amendment rights are going to go right out the window, so if you have a medical marijuana card, which is going to cost you $150 a year, plus you're going to be fingerprinted and whatnot, you're going to lose right to bear arms then. No more guns for you.
Well, we do have the strictest gun laws in the country. So,
yeah, we just got the concealed carry. We were the last state in the union. Are we going to secede
from the union?
Or succeed?
It's different.
Damn it!
It's a different thing. I don't know, because it's really strange. The two to me don't seem to go hand in hand, but I think I understand why they're doing it.
Why?
It's because if they want to give you rights, they want to take rights.
Oh, yes. You're not good enough to handle it.
Correct. Hmm. So, according to how the law reads to me, too, it's like, you know, you're terminally ill and all this shit. This is how you can get the license. So, why do you need a gun? Right? But
well, this is for serious illnesses. But
I don't know. But
why should that exclude you from having a weapon?
I'm not saying it should. I'm just saying I think somebody back there was like, well, they don't need guns.
Fucking bullshit is what it is. Yeah. And hopefully this does not go into law. It's up for discussion, I think, somewhere in February. So if you live in Illinois, fucking raise some shit. Because it shouldn't even be a discussion. You can't take away a right. That is your fucking right.
The right to bear arms. It's in the Constitution.
Second Amendment, rights. Bitches. Because, you know? Again, if I have to make a choice, I'm choosing my guns.
I'm with you.
So.
I choose my guns, too.
One and two. Bitches, deal with it. We move right along.
Let's do it.
Let's run another contest, Ingo.
Oh!
Let's give away some more T-shirts.
Yes. Here's how you can do it. Should we do the iTunes thing again?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we have iTunes. Obviously, if you don't watch us on iTunes,
it's like internets,
the internets
plus one,
go to iTunes and just search MMA Nuts. We have our audio and video portion of our wonderful MMA show. If you could be so gracious as to write a nice review about us, five stars, that's correct, like GGA, like 5-star wanted level, give us 5 stars, or, you know, or don't, but we of course would like 5 stars, and write a nice little, you know, short paragraph or sentence about us. And if you send us a link with a screenshot or whatever you said you wrote in the first 3 people, what can they win?
Oh, you win a T-shirt, and I don't give a fuck where you live. Worldwide, baby.
Yes.
Just email it to fans@MMANuts and subject line contest so I can tell if you're a contest winner versus a person ordering off the website. Because I was a little confused last time with one of our winners.
Correct.
We got it all straightened out in the end.
Yes. So win a free T-shirt. They're fucking cool. They're high-quality shirts. We don't fuck around. It's not this cheap shit. Very comfortable. I have one I've washed like 10 times, and it's still as soft as a day as I want it. And the colors don't run.
That's
these
right.
Colors don't bleed. America, bitches! Yes. So go there and go there often.
That's right.
Yes.
Moving right along.
Let's talk about UFC on Fox. Chicago!
Yeah, it was the best event that we didn't go to.
It was?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think, once again, fucking Chicago gets hosed. Every single main event, did you know that? I want to say they all went to some fucking weird decision or something weird happened, because you had Anderson Silva, Patrick Cote. Cote blows out his knee. I don't remember, was it, what the fuck, was it Phil Davis and Rashad Evans? Was that one of the main events?
It was.
And then who was
Demetrius Johnson.
And John Dodson.
Which was a 5-round crazy fight.
Yeah. And then this last one,
Henderson versus Thompson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting.
Which I did say was going to be a weirdly contested split decision.
Yeah. Ingo called it exactly
I got lucky. I mean, shit.
No, but Benson Henderson was a split decision.
It's like, come on, Ben Henderson, yeah. So
let's get the scores, cuz Ingo dominated.
No way.
Dominated.
Start the year off.
I went 7-4.
Yes.
Magic 8 Ball went 7-4. Ingo was 10-1, bitches.
Yes.
10-1.
Is this the first official New Year event?
This is the first official. Ingo is at first
I'm
place.
I'm in the lead.
Don't fuck it up. You're at 90.9% correct.
I'm not picking anymore.
Be done for the year. Tap out. Tap out.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Now the next event, I'll go 2-10.
So. Just start strong. Okay. Stay strong.
Awesome.
Live strong. Stay strong.
Sure.
Fuck like a champ.
Yes. Take lots of steroids.
Yes. And don't fight in a ring.
No.
Can't shamrock.
So what were the bonuses? We had
Bruce Leroy. He got fight of the night with Sergio Pettis. And he got sub of the night. So he got doubled up. And then Donald Cerrone got KO of the night with that fucking sweet ass head kick.
Right to the neck.
Against some guy. I don't know.
Yeah. That was brutal. So good for him. And I believe Donald Cerrone is now the most bonus guy in the UFC, even more so than Anderson Silva. Like, he's got 13 or 14.
14 now?
Yeah. So pretty amazing. For a guy who says he needs money every time he fucking he comes and brings it.
Said that money is already gone like a fucking fart in the wind.
Awesome. I like how he
thinks. Was fucking hammered. It seemed like he was hammered at the post-fight press conference. Yeah. Fucking Budweiser. He had like two in hand. He's fucking making all sorts of crazy
I'm surprised
comments.
They're okay with that. I mean, I know that they're a sponsor, but this guy's a professional fighter. Should
Who gives a shit? I think it's awesome. I think you're done with your fight. You should be able to drink.
I'm with
and
you.
Drink copious amounts of alcohol.
I don't disagree, but I'm just saying. Hey. So let's talk about, do you want to go in any particular order here?
Well, then one thing I want to say is, I don't know if it was on Fox Sports 1 or on the regular Fox channel, when they go to commercials sometimes and they show you the fucking corner, like what's happening in the corner between rounds, and it's up in the corner of the screen, and they give you no audio, but they give you the audio for the commercial. Can they at least give me some fucking closed captioning so I can at least read what the fuck is happening in the corner? Otherwise, there's no point in showing that to us. I don't know what the fuck they're saying. Sign language, some sort of form of communication I can understand.
I'm with you. There should be closed captioning or something.
It seems like an easy thing, but what's the point of just having them up there?
Yeah.
Or just put some tits up there. I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Show your tits!
Skin to win!
There you go.
So, yes. So, we'll talk about that Cerrone fight.
What did you think about that?
Looks great, but again, who is he fighting? I mean, he was supposed to walk right through this guy.
Some guy. And he did, yes.
So the question is, what's next for Cerrone? And
Cole Miller.
Well, maybe, but I don't think he's going to drop the 45.
Do it.
I think the UFC wants to keep Cerrone at 55. I'd be open for that at 45. If he stays at 55, there's a lot of calls for him to fight Barboza. The problem is, like, you look at 155, all these guys have almost fought each other at least once, if not twice right now. All the guys in the top 10.
Yeah, it's really hard because you can't give them Benson. You can't. It's like it's all a big fuck up. Like, basically, Pettis sits at the top with no one to fight.
Yeah, and he's somewhat injured. TJ Grant, Gilbert Melendez, Josh Thompson.
Didn't Grant get a concussion?
Yeah,
grappling
he's still
or something
fucked up.
Weird?
Pettis is fucked up. Thompson's fucked up.
He
Melendez
said he's gonna retire.
Is okay.
Thompson did.
Right. Possibly.
Melendez.
Who else? Nate Diaz holding out for a title shot.
Yes.
It's Rony, Rafael Dos Anjos.
It's weird. 155. Right,
you might put Jeremy Stevens. No, he's at 45.
Yeah.
But 55, I mean, it's kind of fucked up right now. So, we move into Stipe.
Oh, Jesus.
Versus.
My only thing for the training camp for Stipe and next time he fights, please teach that man some head movement. Please.
He got lucky in the first round.
I agree.
Fucking Gonzaga hit him with a lot of fucking shots. And Gonzaga won the first round, mm-hmm. in my book. And it just looked like, I know Gonzaga also broke his hand in the first round.
He did.
But you could see his conditioning fade by round two and round three. He wasn't ready for a three-round fight.
No. Well, he hasn't really had those in a while.
No.
But the guy has gone five, out. You know, multiple times, so I don't know, it's kind of weird that he doesn't have the gas, but whatever.
And he got a couple of takedowns. He just wasn't fast enough to hold Stipe down because Stipe was quick as shit, so as soon as he got him down, he's like, poof, poof,
back up.
He just, I'm going to get you. No, you're not, motherfucker. I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah, it was good game planning. And.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't impressed, though, with his performance.
I wanted to see a finish, but unfortunately, you know.
And he's top 10 now.
Yes.
I mean, Gonzaga's dropping down. So, like, next for Stipe, I think maybe winner of, like, the Mir Overeem fight.
Okay.
Would be a nice step up. Not too high, but a good, good step on a ladder to success. And then next from Gonzaga, why not a little Barnett action?
Oh, perfect. I love it. That'll be fun.
And let's get to the fucking main event.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're
going to have a deferring of opinion here, I can tell you already.
You're fucking...
In my opinion.
Well, let me just say, give you the props again, because you called it right. You said controversial split decision.
Well, it was a lucky guess. It's Ben Henderson fighting. There's a guy who used to be extremely exciting and for some reason has turned the other page or something.
Does Jesus make him less exciting but give him the win?
I don't know. You know, maybe the competition level is much greater than it was in the WC, and now he's coming in here and he's got a different aura. But I don't know. Like, he hasn't looked himself in a while. You know, I don't know if the...
Well, he didn't go with the cornrows, and he didn't go with, like, the black belt, and he didn't walk out with the gi. He did have the toothpick at the post-fight press conference. I don't know if he fought with it.
Probably.
He's dirty.
He's crazy.
So, the first thing I'll ask you, do you agree with the decision?
I do. As a matter of
fact...
There
we go. Go ahead.
I scored it. Round one for Thompson and the other rounds for Ben Henderson.
You are fucked.
And
you
I know
so
that sounds
fucked.
Crazy, but go. Given the rules and given the judge...
How do you get there?
What's that?
How do you get there? How do you give
him I just
four?
Felt Henderson had more strikes, and if fight metric doesn't lie, I mean, he hit him way more times than not. I know you're going to say octagon control, I think Ben Henderson definitely
sure.
wins. Sure. Striking, Ben Henderson wins. It was a boring
sure.
fight overall.
Yeah, I watched a lot of it and fast forward.
So... And what do you do at that point? You got to give it to the guy who's throwing more strikes, landing more strikes, and asserting himself in the control department.
No, but you got to look at back control. How much is back control worth?
I don't know. Apparently,
and threatening
zero.
with a body triangle for yeah. a lot of the back control,
sure.
and threatening with rear naked chokes, and apparently that doesn't account for anything in the judges' eyes.
It does not.
Granted, Sal D'Amato was one of the judges who ruled it what like fucking 49-46. No fucking
This is
way.
What I scored it.
There's no fucking way in go. Yeah, I think he's also the guy that gave GSP like a big win over Johnny Hendricks.
Well, I don't agree that, but
that guy's fucked. I think you're I think you were high or something.
No, I was totally sober.
I don't agree with your
it's fine.
Analysis
well,
on
what
that.
What did you score the fight?
I would give it 3 rounds Thompson.
Oh.
To
which 3?
I don't know. I watched it fast forward.
Okay.
I take the back control, the body triangle, the threatening of submissions over all the strikes. Yes, he was more active. Yes, he went forward, but what happens?
I don't know. He outstruck him. So in a fight that's pretty much a stalemate in general, overall, it's like, what do? You got to give it to the guy who's hitting the other guy more. I mean, it's fucking, it's a stand-up.
And as many people will say this, is he Leonard Garcia 2.0?
Maybe.
Fucking,
I don't know
it's volume or Diego Sanchez. I just throw volume and they're gonna give me the win.
But at least Diego's exciting. I think Ben Henderson has become unexciting.
Yeah, I don't want to watch him fight. Again, what does he win by? Decision. What is that? 9 out of his last 10 fights? Who the fuck wants to see that?
I believe Anthony Pettis has ruined that, this guy, potentially.
Well, he can't fight for the title again. He's gonna have to... Where is he even ranked? It's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to have to win like 2 or 3 more fights.
Yeah.
And then if Pettis is still champion, how are you going to fight? You've lost twice to him. It's kind of like he's like the Junior Dos Santos, where you've lost fucking twice to the champ.
Yeah, true.
How are you going to justify him fighting a third time?
Yeah.
But the other thing I want to say about Henderson, he seems like a fucking dirty fighter to me.
Ooh, because of that nut shot?
Well, yeah. Nut shot is one. Dig it.
Brutal.
Right in the dick. Uh-huh. He's trying to punch to the thighs, and I'll post that up. In the post-fight press conference, he said that he saw Josh shaking his hand out, so he specifically was targeting it and trying to, like, flip punches and kicks at it. Like, oh, you motherfucker. So you see he's got a hurt hand, and you're going to fucking target it.
I would do the same thing.
A little dirty.
I agree that it's slightly dirty, but I'd do the same thing. I think. Maybe. I don't know. Probably. If I was trying to win a fight, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's hard to say.
What else? Oh, Josh broke his hand in the first round.
He did.
And then you had mentioned it earlier. He says this might be it.
He's got a career in broadcasting. You know,
he said he wants the UFC job. He knows it's open, apparently.
Yeah. He's he's a well-spoken guy. You know, he's good-looking. He can be on camera.
Yeah, how many hair fixes happened during that fight? I saw it. I saw both of them fix their hair.
I mean, you know.
And then how about Thompson? He had back mount and he was standing, and he's like, woo. Playing to the crowd.
He's got it going for him. He doesn't need to get bashed in the face. And, you know, it's hard, like, if you're at a weight class where things are just, what can he do? I mean, is he going to fight for what? You can probably make more money in broadcasting.
Probably.
And be happier. still train, you know, whatever, if he wants to, and not get hit in the face for a living. You know, why not?
And he was smart, too, because he came out to the Chicago Bulls theme song.
Yeah, whatever that is.
It's a good play. Good play.
That shit's craziness.
Trying to think what else in this fight. Well, I guess what's next for them? I know who Henderson should fight.
Who?
Khabib.
Nurmagomedov?
Yep.
That would be interesting.
Yep. Let's see it, because look at how many times Thompson took him down.
Well, that's there's a guy.
He body slammed him at one point, too. And he did all that with a broken hand. First round, broken hand.
Khabib is a guy who needs a step up in competition to see really where he's at.
Right.
That would be a big one. Yep. Against a striker like Henderson, who's got pretty good Taekwondo and everything and well-rounded overall. I mean, to see how where he's really at, I like that matchup a lot. I think that'd be great.
Let's make it happen.
Yes.
Done. Because no one wants to really fight him, it looks like. A lot of people are like, oh, fuck that.
Yep.
And then with Thompson, he's got to sort out where he's at. I'm not sure if he's retiring or not.
Well, let's hear what happens on Monday and Tuesday. You know, guys get emotional the night of the fight.
Yeah, he was really emotional.
Yeah, he seemed like he was broken up about the decision. And what are you going to do? Dana White didn't agree with it, I don't think. So.
And I would say 90%, 99% of the media, are we media?
Except me. I'm
except
crazy.
Except for Ingo.
I thought he won.
Actually, a lot of people had it 4-1 to Thompson. Okay, I'm not going to give him 4.
Oh, Jesus.
But
okay.
It's kind of blasphemous. Right. But the thing is, it's who even talk about the judging, it's what's the point? I mean, it is what it is at this point. You got to kind of live with the shit until they fix it. And I don't see a fix coming anytime soon, even with Keith Kaiser gone. Oh, and did you know there's Big John McCarthy out here in Illinois as a ref? Him and Herb Dean were out here?
No.
Let's see.
Okay.
Let's see. I'll do it for a recap on UFC Fox 10, Chicago. All
righty.
Moving right along. Not very exciting.
UFC 169, Barral versus Faber. Those happening February 1st or 2nd.
Right around
or 3rd.
The corner.
Who knows?
It depends. Can we get a big ass blizzard to delay everything?
It could. In New Jersey. And I don't know. This fight is an interesting card. It's got some lighter weight classes on it, headlining the event.
Yeah, and the weird thing is you have the lighter weight class headlining versus the heavier.
Yeah, the heavyweights.
Usually the heavier one is supposed to be.
Because you got title.
Star power.
Title shots and shit.
Star power. Uriah Faber. You got to have him as the headliner. So we start with the first fight here?
We could.
Hopefully we're all dialed in. Yep. All right, we got Frank.
I break arms.
Mir, he's 16-8 versus Alistar.
Reem.
Overeem, he's 36-13. Mir, 19% of his wins by KO, 56% by submission. Overeem, 42% of his wins by KO, 53% by submission. So... this looks like a loser leaves town kind of match because Mir, he's got 3 losses in a row versus Overeem with his 2 losses in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to talk about the Reem. He's no longer Black Zillion. He's out in Thailand training. And I think we mentioned it last show that he's looking a little svelte out there. And even this picture on the website looks like the svelte Reem.
Oh, I was looking. Where's the picture? There it is.
He's looking. I'm way in weight. I'm gonna say 236.
Nice.
Down from 265.
It's probably okay.
Yeah, maybe I have 5 minutes of cardio instead of 4. But when you look at this fight, where Frank Mir struggles is where the Reem is awesome at. So. Mm-hmm. You look at the fights like the Shane Carwin fight where mashes him up against the cage and just fucking goes to town on him. And I think even Barnett had him up
same
against
story.
The cage and fucking beat him up. This is Overeem is fucking great at like
the clinch.
Yes. And get you against the cage and then I'm going to land some fucking knees on you and you're not going to like it so much. So I don't see much of a chance for Mir. I don't think Mir can get him to the ground. I mean, the only thing besides the, I mean, if they were just straight grappling, yes, you're going to give it to Mir, but The only way I see Mir winning is if he can outlast him conditioning wise, mm-hmm. make it to like a second or third round. It's a win.
Do like a Bigfoot Silva on him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just kind of wait it out. But I don't think this version of Reem you're going to be able to reckon with. So
I agree.
I'm going to go first round KO from the Reem.
Okay. I'm actually picking the same thing. I got him winning by KO 3 minutes and 10 seconds into the first round. I think
not 420.
No.
Okay.
It'll go exactly the same as you, the two fights you mentioned. You had the Carwin fight and the Barnett fight, where Frank just seems to get so relaxed in really bad situations. And I don't know if he just is confident or if he just doesn't what it is, but sometimes he just seems so calm when it's like, dude, you need to move. Like, get out of the spot.
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy you're
fighting. He's so cerebral, he can't even react.
I don't know if it's like mentally locked. Like, I can't believe I'm in this
position. But I'm in this position.
It's weird.
What should I do in this position?
I'm not sure. But yeah, I feel like the Reem's going to be able to back him up with the striking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's probably going to come out stalking him. I don't see, especially if he's lighter, he's going to probably be extra aggressive and quick. And, you know, Mir, I know, is very proud of his striking because he's knocked out, you know, a few guys here and there. Like what, Crow Cop, and like the end of a fight,
and then he dropped Chicago, and then fucking choking him out.
So, I just don't think that Mir has any way to get this to the ground, like you said. I just don't. That's his only chance. If he can get Reem on his back, he could probably work some wonders. But it's got to be early.
He'll hook him and rip his foot off, like you said, yeah. pre-show, and yes. Then bitch slap him with it. So,
yeah, it might happen.
You like your foot?
I would be surprised, though. I would really be surprised. I think. Unfortunately, Frank's going to lose. And
that's four. I got a perfect thing for him. If he loses four, can he replace Kenny Florian then?
I like it.
Be open for that?
I think he's great, you know, with the mic.
He is. And I think he made some... Oh, he made those comments like he wanted to kill Brock Lesnar.
Yes, he did.
And they're like, okay, your commentating day's over. You're out. So,
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'd love to see him, you know, call a few fights, especially those big matchups with the jiu-jitsu guys. He's
sure.
Very good at breaking it down. So, what does the 8-ball say?
Magic 8-ball is taking Frank Mir.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Good luck. With
ouch. Moving right along. We have Jose
Holtze
Aldo. He's 23 and run versus Ricardo
Bobuli
Llamas. He's 13-2. Aldo, 61% of his wins by KO, 9% by submission. Llamas, 31% by KO, 23% by submission. Well, what do you see going on?
All right. Llamas hasn't fought in like a year. The last time we saw him was in Chicago, beating the shit out of Eric Koch.
Yeah.
Where we thought Koch lost
took
an
his
eyeball.
Eye. He took yes. his eye home with him.
Looked amazing. But then he had a fight canceled, you know, in the early
it was
fall.
Like him, Korean Zombie.
Didn't work
and
out.
They took the zombie out.
Yep.
You got the title
so it's
shot.
Been quite a while, and I just like to say this: Aldo, 23-1 overall record, 5 title defenses, 2 WEC title. Oh, sorry, 5 UFC title defenses, 2 WEC title defenses. Undefeated since 2005. Number 3 in the pound for pound. 14 knockouts. He has world class Muay Thai. He's a black belt in Jiu-Jitsu. Best in kicks in the business, perhaps. If you recall that Uriah Faber fight.
Yeah.
This is until this man loses. I cannot pick against him. And especially while Llamas is a Chicago guy, and I think he's
He literally trains 5 minutes from the studio.
Yeah.
Literally.
He's a tough as shit fighter. But my God, Jose Aldo is...
Oh, is God on his side?
I don't know. Yes.
See? And, or Jesus? Which one? Both.
You know, he's more... What
Fuck it.
I mean, I was trying to look at a way that Llamas could win this. Aldo's way more technical. I don't see this happening, and unfortunately, I'm going to pick Aldo via TKO sometime in that 3-4 round kind of scenario, because I think Llamas is definitely tough enough to make it a few rounds with Aldo, but I feel like a finish is happening here. What do you say?
Well, I think for Llamas, he needs to fucking watch out for leg kicks and mm-hmm. check the leg kicks.
Okay.
And you look at Aldo, he's had some problems with conditioning when he gets into the championship rounds.
True.
So I think you even saw that in the Edgar fight, and especially in the Mark Hominick fight. And I know that's like four or five fights ago, but the man still was able to come back and beat him a couple rounds. Yep. So you have to look at the conditioning. And Lamas, yes, this is his first title fight. And I think he fought, like, his second fight was a title fight, and he went four rounds. So he's not used to going five rounds.
Nope.
But I look at who wants it more. Yes, this guy hasn't lost in fucking 5 years. I need to pick an upset, and this is going to be my upset pick.
Okay.
I'm basing it on heart and
balls.
Yes. Wheelbarrow
Mexican
type
balls versus Brazilian balls.
And wanting it more. I mean, yeah. There's some point you're seeing all the champions having a little bit of issue, and you haven't seen it as much like in these lighter weight classes as much as like you would say like 55 and up, where shit seems to be like, what
it's
the fuck's
the
going on right yeah. now? Everything's changing. And our people are getting hurt. Even when they win, they're getting hurt. So
yeah.
I'm going to pick the upset with Lamas.
Okay. You don't think the level of competition is an issue?
It's a big step up, and I'm not going to lie, but
it's a gigantic leap.
Fucking, you know, your last fight was Coke, and, you know, before that, you fought Swanson in there.
Yeah, they both fought Swanson, right? Yeah.
So, it's like,
it's hard to say. I mean, should be good, though. I think it'll be a fun fight. I got this on my radar for potential fight of the year also. For some reason, I'm feeling like, you know, there's a good matchup here.
Controversy?
No.
Controversial
no,
I have it split
decided
decision?
Decidedly one-sided, but it's going to be a good fight.
I'm going to go. If Lamas wins, he's got to go with the decision.
Decision? Okay. 49-46. What is it, like split decision? Or what's the craziest one, like? What decision?
Majority draw.
Yeah, that's it. Majority draw.
What?
Rematch.
Magic 8-Ball is taking
immediate.
Jose. Yeah, immediate rematch. Jose Aldo. Take us right into... Sponsor!
Oh, sponsors! Brought to you by GoDaddy.com.
Yeah. Fucking 295.com or transfer with code 295NUT. 30% off your order with code 30DEAL4.
Sounds right.
50% off of hosting with 50HOST2. And wow, a lot of other codes. If you go to our fucking coupon tab page on our site,
there's
probably about 15 active codes.
Correct.
What you need, we've got.
So GoDaddy doesn't just do websites. They do online storage. They do all kinds of cool shit. You can use the codes for that. So, you know, 25% off that. I don't know if you want to upload your porn collection. Go
That's
for
right.
it.
Hey, whatever
you
it takes.
Keep it safe.
Private.
Okay. Yes. So also we're brought to you by Stamps.com. You can go to Stamps.com/MMA and you can save lots of money. You can get $100 value.
Go to Stamps.com and then click on
click the radio thing.
And
in
then
the
type MMA.
And type MMA and you can get $100 value, $45 in postage coupons. A free digital scale, which is probably the best thing ever because
you don't like shipping and handling.
Yeah,
don't worry.
You can use it to weigh your letters or your herbs or your spices.
Whatever it takes.
And it works great for that. And free four-week trial. You don't want to go to the post office. You want to go to Stamps.com.
No, if you want to do first class postage, you can't fucking do it from home. You gotta subscribe to the service.
Yes.
Right there it is.
Amazing.
Make it happen.
Also, we're brought to you by Defense Soap. Where offense wins matches and defense keeps you on the mat. Use their soap. Listen, it's winter. It's fucking cold. You don't want to be using the soap that's coming from like Dove and all that, all those companies, because this
winter is coming.
It's natural.
Winter
it's,
came.
It's here. It came all over our face. It's
it
fucking here.
Our fucking ass.
So it's jizzing everywhere on us as we
speak.
This stuff will help your skin. I guarantee you. You start using this, you will not have dry skin, and you will feel comfortable, and you will be healthy, and the natural flora and spawna
That's
and
right.
whatever on your skin will be happy that you're not using these abrasive chemicals on your body. Use code MMA. Now it's 15% off.
That's right. Defense soap. It doesn't chap your ass.
It does not. That's a new slogan. Also, we're brought to you by Onnit.com.
That's right.
Where you can go to Onnit.com/MMA Nuts and save 10%?
Yes.
10% off.
10%. Get all your fucking supplements.
Shroom Tech Sport! They have everything. Shroom Tech, Alpha Brain. They do the kettlebells now.
They have zombie bells.
It's crazy.
They look so, scary.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to see that if I'm fucking lifting a kettlebell. It's like, I think it looks like I could bite my dick off or something.
Their protein, their chocolate, protein, hemp protein is excellent, delicious, very healthy for you.
You got about a 3-day supply, about $100
Yes. So use our coupon code because you'll definitely save money.
Get $90 for you. You know, $30 a day, you're in like Flynn or something. Mm. Whatever they say. That's that. Right along. Main event time.
I'm ready.
All right, we got Hennin.
Barrow?
Good. Thank you, because I'll fuck his name up. I just want to say Barrow. 31-1, one no contest versus Uriah.
The California Kid.
Faber, he's 30-6. Barrow.
This guy's a butt like 200 fights.
I know. Barrow, 23% of his wins by KO, 45% by submission. Faber. 23% of his wins by KO, 57% by submission. So this is the official title fight now, because Barrow is the official belt holder now that they finally stripped Dominic Batman Cruz of his fucking title after like 3 years of inactivity. Fucking unbelievable that the guy, they let him go that long. I would have stripped him after like 1 week, but that's just me.
1 week.
Fuck that guy.
You can't fight.
Fuck that
guy. Stripped.
Shuck and jive, you're out. I'd probably just cut his ass. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. But yes. But anyway. But fucking this fight, Jesus Christ. How about Faber? We'll talk about taking a fight on short notice. He just fought McDonald on what, the 14th of December. And when's this? February
1st.
Fuck it. At a training camp. I'm already in shape. Title fight. Yeah, I lost to him the first time. Fuck it. I'll take another fight. I don't give a shit.
I love it. It tells you a lot about the mentality of Team Alpha Male.
I guess.
Well, they take all comers.
Yeah, they do. Unfortunately, they're not very successful in title fights. Yeah, and seeing how Uriah has lost his last four title fights, two of them in the WC and two of them in the UFC, I'm just wondering, what else does he have to offer here?
Are you asking?
Yes, I am.
Okay, in the first fight, he broke a rib early. And that's a major, major problem.
Yeah.
Because for a guy who likes to take guys down, that's going to hinder you from taking guys down because this fucking hurts.
Well, that's going to raise another question because, granted, Faber is tough as fuck. There's no doubt about it, but... Yep. He tends to get injured a lot in his fights then, because I forgot about that. So you're talking broken rib.
Yep.
You're looking at broken hands, like they're going out of style. How many fights have you seen where he's broken a hand and he's throwing
Eating more kale, calcium.
Yeah.
It's good for your bones. But I mean, I think that was the deciding factor in that first fight, is that for a guy who needs to get it to the ground to be successful in this fight, because Barrow is a better striker.
Yeah.
He couldn't do that with a broken rib. And I feel like he will do that in this fight.
Oh, that's blasphemous. This guy's takedown defense is like high 90%.
It's okay. Not even favorite.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
It's high 90s.
It doesn't matter.
It's normal.
It doesn't matter.
It's normal.
I feel like Faber can take him down. And if he does it early and works his game, we're going to see another Uriah Faber submission in hand. And I believe it comes early in the second round. I think he can win this fight. He should have won it the first time. I'm a believer in Barrow. But Faber and Team Alpha Male and the track record they're on. I know in title fights, don't talk to me about the title fights.
Title fight, Dingo.
I'm just saying, these guys have been on a roll. Fucking, they're going to be smoking weed.
Yeah,
and they're going to be on Alpha Brain and all kinds of shit. They're going to analyze
brain.
This to death.
I look at it once. I'm high as fuck. I look at it again. I'm Alpha Brained out. I look at it again.
Keeping it real.
It's normal.
He's got it all good. So they have the game plan. It's going to happen. Faber will have the belt once again. It's been a long time coming, but it finally broke. Like an egg yolk. He ain't no joke.
Oh, he's fucking going for broke. Watch out. All I was going to say is leg kick. Uriah does not check. He's almost like Rampage. You don't check the leg kicks. You just take them.
He gives no fuck. I guess Barrow does train with Jose Aldo. So.
That's the other thing. And these motherfuckers, it's like, Barrow's 26 and Aldo's 27. That's what's sick.
Yeah.
And both of them are, it's like the same streak. They haven't lost since fucking 2005.
Mm-hmm.
So you've gone 9 years without losing a fight.
It happens.
Fuck me.
It's coming. They can't both win on the same day.
I don't know. Well, that's an interesting thing, too. If one of them wins, does the other one feel the pain? It's like Zartan.
Zartan?
I don't know. G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe. Knowing is half the battle?
Something. One of them gets hurt. The other one feels the pain.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think about this.
I'm halfway there. I can't quite get the right vibe. It's G.I. Joe. Okay. It's old school. But,
Cobra Kai.
Sweep the leg?
Yes.
Okay. I felt like we trained Cobra Kai somewhat.
We might have.
We trained a Krav Maga. It was almost Cobra Kai at times. At least in the fight class.
Anyway. Yes. Pain was not acknowledged.
It was not accepted.
You would feel no pain.
Oh, did that leg kick hurt? Show no pain. Now I show you pain. I leg kick you. Like, oh, sorry, dude. That guy just got fucked up. That was my fault. Anyway.
What do you think about this fight, Matt? Obviously, you disagree.
Well,
arguing
vehemently. I just don't see what else Faber has to offer. You got to look at Faber, too. 34.
Large balls.
34. Yes, he's on a great streak. His striking has improved, but...
Been looking good.
I don't think he... I'm worried about the short notice.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're going into a five-round fight on short notice.
True.
And...
He's always in shape, though.
He is, but fuck. I don't like his odds here. Okay. I just don't see him developing the skills that he needs to beat Burrell. And what would you need to beat him? I don't know, because no one's fucking done it.
Takedowns.
And his defense takedowns is so
top
solid,
game.
Though.
He's got to be able to get him on his back and just smother him. And I think Faber can do it.
I'm going to say negative on that. I'm going to go with Burrell. A decision, because again, I don't think you... I don't think you finish the Faber.
Yes.
Unless you're going to knock him out. Because I want to say, like, the two of his six losses were from knockout and the other four were a decision. Because he just keeps coming. He's
like the Energizer Bunny.
Yep. Coming and coming. So I got Burrell. You got Faber.
Yes. 8-Ball says.
Magic 8-Ball. You may rely on it. Henan Burrell.
Okay.
I guess right into. Astronauts. Donald C. Russ. Hey, something to address on your show perhaps in the questions section? But if you listen to this interview, Elias says he still doesn't know how to lose, meaning he hasn't lost yet. Meaning I believe he'll be one of the finalists. He says, your thoughts. This is one of the guys that's on the Ultimate Fighter show. Canada versus
I didn't
whoever.
See this week because I've been kind of ill. What did you see this week's show?
No, I forgot to fucking record it.
Okay.
It
I saw
like
that. I saw week
potential.
One. So I'll definitely be watching it. So who's Elias? I don't know. Sorry.
He doesn't know how to lose because he hasn't lost yet.
Yeah, I worry about people saying those kind of statements because I feel like unless you've been there, you don't know necessarily how to avoid it. And sometimes... It's better to have lost than not to have lost because when you have lost, you know the feeling, you understand the things you did to do that, and you can correct that. But when you haven't lost, it's almost like you're ignorant to the fact that you potentially could lose. That's what scares me.
I don't know what the fuck you just said, but okay.
My mind melted.
Okay, Spock.
There are no joints here. These are not the joints you're looking for. We should hypnotize our crowd sometime. That'd be fucking funny. We should hire hypnotists.
I used to do that at work with everybody. I'd be talking to people and like shit would be going awry. I'm like, oh, I'll work out. I'm like, what did you just do?
Don't worry.
Like, you don't need to worry about
you just
that.
Just need to work. Yeah.
It's all good. Chad Clatterbuck. Did Henderson really deserve the win last night? He says, yes. I said no. Chris Paglicua. Fucked your last name up. Deal with it. How did you score, Bendo Thompson? I had it 4-1 for Josh.
I had it 4-1 for Henderson.
3-2, Josh. Mm. Justin Dr. Carter, what is it about Henderson's style that makes him having these close-ass robberies? Is it clear now that he doesn't have shit for Pettis? And who do you think is really the second best lightweight in the world? Mine is number one, Pettis, two, Gilbert, three, Thompson, four, Benson. And does Benson have the most bullshit record of any lightweight? So, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Okay, so what's his style that makes him having
it's
these
changed.
Close-ass robberies?
It's changed.
It's volume, mm-hmm. right? It's the volume, and I guess you could give him octagon control. He's coming forward a lot.
Yes.
Second best lightweight in the world?
Nate Diaz. No. Gil Melendez, maybe, but I mean, I don't know. I'd like to see TJ Grant at the top performing. I'd like to see what that guy can do against a top guy.
I'm going to go with Thompson.
Okay.
And does Benson have the most bullshit record of any lightweight?
No.
He's got some wins that probably shouldn't be. Probably three of his split decisions should have went the other way.
Ouch.
Moving right along. David Mixter. Bruce Leroy is good, but was the UFC too much too soon for Sergio Pettis? He was only 20 years old.
Yeah, he's young. I think that they, you know, it's hard to say who else can they give him, but I mean, it's like he went three rounds. It's not like he got KO'd in the first five
seconds. No, he won the first round. I think he lost the second. There's some sort of insect over here.
There's insects still alive at this time of year?
An ant in here. That's awesome.
It's weird.
Dead.
I think Pettis is going to be fine. He's got a lot of growing to do, but Jesus, he went three rounds. It's like, you know.
Give me the water. Feed it to me.
So.
He took the water himself this time. He learned something, Ingo.
He'll be fine. He's young.
This is true. Ryan Smith, who should get the next crack at the featherweight title after 169? Chad Mendes or Cub Swanson?
I like
sure.
Swanson.
But he says, by the way, I'm going to UFC 170 in Vegas.
Good for you, sir. You'll get to see your Brittany Palmer there, I'm sure.
Yes.
And your Ariane.
One of those delicious ladies that are 4'9", 4 foot nine, that is. Not 49 cocks. Ryan Smith, marry one, kill one, fuck one.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Cat Kelly from World Series of Fighting.
Hold on.
You said you loved her.
I do. I got to Google the I'm going to Google the other ones.
You know the other ones. Jade Bryce, Mercedes Terrell.
Ooh. You go first. I know they're on our website.
Kill them all! Fuck them next. Marry them.
In that order?
Mm-hmm. Kill, marry, fuck. All. Done.
Yeah, I don't know.
Too quick.
Cat Kelly, I'm all for that. I think probably marry, kill the other two or something.
Just fucking kill them.
I don't know.
They all need to die.
These are all equally not.
It's not a challenge.
It's preferably, you know, you wouldn't have to marry, kill, or fuck any of them, necessarily.
I think you should just kill them all.
That's what I'm saying.
Didn't Metallica say that?
Kill
I think
them
they
all.
Said it best.
Yeah, they did.
Don't download our music. Fucking Napster. We're going to put them out of business. Whatever happened.
It did. They did go out of business.
Oh, the Napster. The glory days of the internet.
That was awesome.
When you could talk to your IT guy and have him install Napster on your computer. Like, dude,
56K modem download.
I need the Napster at work. Can you put it on? Fuck yeah. Thank
you. One song takes, like, you know, 5 minutes to
download.
Not
when you're on that T1 at work, son. What? I never downloaded illegal music at work.
Never.
Always. Got any knowledge? I have nothing.
For knowledge?
You watching any good movies lately?
Mm.
Well, I watched Smurfs 2 nice. Last night. It was a decent movie. It's a good family movie.
Yeah.
Decent. I'd watch it again.
No, I'm still really digging Breaking Bad, man. I've been fucking watching that. I'm in, like, at near the end of season 3. That show keeps getting more and more crazy. I see why people like it. You really got to watch this. It's slow. It's like you start, you kind of.
Slow burn.
It's slowly, like starts to infect your brain, and then you just can't stop. It's like. And Netflix has them all. It's just a great show. And I'm torn, like, between, you know, Walter White, who's, like, the teacher who became criminal. And he's, like, ruthless. And then you got his wife who's, like, turned cunty.
He's like, you said Keith Jardine was on there, right?
He was on.
This guy's like a fucking superhero.
Yeah, he was on one of the shows I just saw in season 3. And, you know, his wife is, like, fucking some other guy now because she's mad that he didn't tell her about being, like, a meth dealer. And somehow that's okay in her head. It's, like, all, like. I don't know if I like her or hate her, or because he's such a bad guy and she wants him to be good. And there's so much weird emotional shit going on in that show. And, you know, I don't know who to root for. It's really crazy.
Root for the meth.
Root for the meth.
The meth wins always.
But this guy's ruthless, so I don't know. It's like, it's a good show. I like it a lot. And, knowledge-wise, I don't know, dude. Stay warm. Jesus Christ.
This winter is fucking bullshit. I'm done with it. I'm officially done with it.
It's only January still. We got probably two good months.
God.
It was funny because I'm looking at old photos from last year, and in late March, I have video of my son playing outside with a hose, like as if it was
the
warm.
Hose.
Not
he's
the,
making
not,
it happen. He's going hose. Fuck one, marry one, kill one, dad.
No. It's like it's warm enough outside at the end of March last year.
Yeah.
Where it was like it was probably in the high 70s, low 80s.
Holy balls!
And
oh, that's right, because there was a Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving. There was a
Easter.
No, hang on. St. Patrick's Day parade where it was like a fucking 100 degrees in downtown Chicago.
Yes. So we're in it. It's such a conundrum because it's. It's like I'm looking at these photos going, this is March. It's like 2 months from now. It's minus 10 outside, and I'm looking at my kid playing in the pool, and he's like, it's like middle of summer type atmosphere. What is going to happen this March? Is it going to be like minus 30?
I don't know. We're going like from like a 50-degree swing from today to tomorrow.
Yes. It was 28 high or something, and tomorrow the high is like minus, or the low is like minus 19 or something. Crazy.
Good luck and add some wind chilling.
Yeah.
It's
right
so
now
awesome.
it was 22 degrees when I was coming here, and I swear to God it feels even worse than it did that day. It was like minus 21.
Yeah, the wind chill.
This is so
brutal.
Windy and it's just snow blowing everywhere and it's fucked up. So I don't know.
It all works.
Stay warm,
out.
Please. And I hope that the Super Bowl is not moved because I really want to watch the UFC on Saturday.
Yeah,
on
it's
Sunday.
Gonna fuck everything up.
Yes.
So
can you watch the UFC on Xbox One? Do you know?
I haven't tried. I don't think the functionality is there. Oh, someone asked us, too. I forgot about this. What are the pros of Xbox One?
The pros?
Yeah, like, what's so good about it? Why should I get it?
Well, I like the graphics. I think the interface is decent. I don't know. The games are...
that's a challenge. Like
the pros,
it even like starts with the controller. I have issues... The controller is smaller than the old one,
a little bit.
And the top bumper buttons are much harder to press than the old one.
Yeah,
for some reason.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about customizing my controller.
Well, that's what I did with the last Xbox. I bought little new knobbies and fucking triggers and shit, and they're easy to take apart. You just need a weird screwdriver. But for me, the pros are fuck if I know.
I don't know any yet.
I don't know.
The fucking games are fucked up. Battlefield 4
I haven't
is
even played it in a month
up.
Because the last time I tried to play it was all laggy and weird. And
it's gotten a lot better, but Jesus Christ.
The graphics.
EA, get your shit together.
Forza 5 kicks ass. I play that. My son plays that. And I love, we've been playing that Lego Marvel Super Heroes, but you can get that for the Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the graphics are as good or whatever, but.
Yeah, I don't think on a Lego game it really matters.
Yeah, but I'm loving that, and you know, did you even play Assassin's Creed yet?
I tried, and it was some stupid mission to start, and I don't know if I was tired or what. You're on a pirate ship, and it says, just start shooting other ships. And I'm trying, I can't fucking do it. I'm like, I'm done! I'm done! The game just fucking sits there. I had to buy it. It's fucking just sitting there.
I should borrow that. Being unplayed. And just beat it and give it back to you.
That's fine. Take it with you.
I don't want to take it with me. Because then I'll start playing it.
the second one was fucking awesome. That was one of those free games on gold. And
I still play my 360. I just started, I downloaded the Walking Dead Season 2, Season Pass. And I downloaded the first episode and I started playing it a little bit.
Yeah.
I still play that. I mean, Grand Theft Auto, I'm still playing it. I mean, you know, I don't know. So
I'm playing, what's the game? Shoot Many Robots was a free download.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
And then I'm playing it with my daughter. She's 8. And I'm like, it's swearing. And when you need health, you drink a beer.
No problem.
Like, not to worry.
My son is only 5, and he already knows Dad drinks juice or beer.
Dad, are you on the juice? I'm on that juice.
Juice, son.
No beer. Juice.
Beer. So.
What's that?
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingle Weigel.
Meg Griffith.
We will see you next time.
Thanks for playing.
Maybe.